Chapter 37. Malone opened his eyes and tested his sore neck. He glanced at his watch. 11:20 p.m. He'd been out about an hour. Stephanie lay a few feet away. He lifted her head and gently shook her. She blinked her eyes and tried to focus.
"That hurt," she muttered.
"Tell me about it. We need to get out of here."
"What about our friends?"
"If they wanted us dead, we would be. They have the notebook, the journal, and Claridon. We're unnecessary."
He noticed the gun lying nearby and motioned.
"That's what kind of threat they think we are."
He helped Stephanie up. "Thanks, Cotton, for everything. I appreciate all that you did."
"You make it sound like this is over."
"It is for me. Whatever Lars and Mark were looking for will just have to be found by somebody else. I'm going home."
"What about Claridon?"
"What can we do? We have no idea who took him or where he might be. And what would we tell the police? The Knights Templar have kidnapped an inmate from a local asylum? Get real. I'm afraid he's on his own."
"We know the woman's name. Claridon said it was Cassiopeia Vitt. He told us where she is. Givor. We could find her."
"And do what? Thank her for saving us? I think she's on her own too, and more than capable of handling herself. Like you say, we're not deemed important any longer."
She was right.
"We need to go home, Cotton. There's nothing here for either of us."
Right again.
They found their way out of the palace and returned to the rental car. They decided they would head back to Rennes-le-Château and spend the night. The drive took nearly 2 hours. Malone was tired.
"Let's get a little rest and we'll leave around noontime. I'm sure there's a flight you can catch from Paris to Atlanta."
At the door, Stephanie opened the lock. Inside, Malone immediately noticed a rucksack tossed onto a chair that neither he nor Stephanie had brought. He reached for the gun at his belt. A man appeared in the doorway and leveled a Glock at him. Malone brought his weapon up.
"Who the hell are you?"
The man was young, maybe early 30s, with the same short hair and stocky build that he'd seen in abundance over the past few days. The face, though handsome, was set for combat, and he handled the weapon with assurance. But Malone sensed a hesitancy, as if the other man was unsure of friend or foe.
"I asked who you are."
"Lower the gun, Jeffrey," came a voice from inside the bedroom.
"Are you sure?"
"Please." The weapon came down. Malone lowered his, too. Another man stepped from the shadows. He was long-limbed and squarely built, with close-cropped auburn hair. He, too, held a pistol, and it took Malone only an instant to register the familiar cleft and gentle eyes from the photo that still rested on the table to his left. He heard the breath leave Stephanie.
"My God in heaven," she whispered.
He was shocked, too. Standing before him was Mark Nell.